Ben Ishchai, Parshas Vayakel. Okay, so it brings a pasuk from Lamed Vav Vav. So it says, Vayitzav Moshe, and Moshe commanded, V'yaviru kol b'machane, and they passed a voice in the machane lemo saying, Ish v'isha, a man and a woman, al yasu od malacha l'trumas hakodesh, don't do more malacha for the truma from the offering for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mishkan, v'yichale ha'am mehavi, and people stopped from bringing. Okay? I added what to the Pasuk, because you read the whole Pasuk. Nearly, the Siyat Dishmaya says, the Ben Ishchai, it seems to me, with the help of heaven, al-pi ma'ashe katav Rabbeinu Arizal, according to what the Arizal wrote, v'sha'a kavanot, in the Sha'a kavanot, daf ayin vav, Sheyesh Shai Olamot. There are 310 worlds. Shehem Raz Olamot. There are 207 worlds. Kaminyan Or. Besitra de Yamina. There are 207 worlds of the Gematria Or. Or is Alevav is 7. Reish is 200. Besitra de Yamina. Sitra de Yamina is the side. On the right side, the Kufkaf Olamot, and 103 worlds, Besitra the smaller, on the left side. The Elu HaKufkaf, and these 103 worlds, Hem Mispa Mincha. That's the Gematria of Mincha. Okay? 40. So, Chet and He is 13, and 90 is 103. Okay. Shehem mit orerim achachatzot. So these worlds, the left side, which is the side of Din, obviously, they are awakening after chatzot. Sha'az mit orer sitra the smaller, the Yitzchak. Now we're talking about chatzot yom. We're talking about chatzot yom, i.e. the time of mincha. That's why it's Gematria Mincha. Shehem Sha'ad Mit Orer is awakening the left side, i.e. of Din, which is that of Yitzchak. V'lachen nikra tefilat oto zman, therefore it's called the tefillah of that time, tefillah de Mincha, zman tefillat ha-mincha, because it's Gematria of Kuf Gimel, which is the left side of the worlds of Schar, which is the side of Din. V'zeh she'ama pasuk gabi Yaakov, and that which the pasuk says with regards to Yaakov, v'yikach min haba b'yado, and Yaakov, right, when he took what came in his hand, mincha le'esav achiv, a mincha to Esav achiv, da mincha hu sod, this mincha that he gave to Esav his brother is the sod, is the secret of these kuf kaf olamot, these 103 worlds shebiyad small, i.e. the worlds of Din. Shemiya Gvura, the worlds of Din, the world of judgment. V'lachein, ama biyado, yad echad. That's what it says, biyado, singular, which means one hand. What one hand? The left hand, the left side. V'lo ama biyadav. It didn't say he gave him a mincha with his hands. Loshen Rabbi, Loshen plural. Ki hem besod yad smolit. This is the secret of the left hand, which is the b'chinat of the Bechinat Yaakov. This is the left hand of Yaakov, was the tzad of Din of Yaakov. Lufi she'esav nimshach min ha'gvurot, because Esav comes from the concept the gvurot. It's brought down in Sfarim that the gvurot of Yitzchak, that's why Yaakov is Tiferet. Yaakov is a mixture of Chesed and Din. Esav is Din itself. Esau is the Din of Yitzchak, which is not mitukenet, which is not fixed. And Yaakov is the Din of Esau, which was mitukenet, because Esau, says the Zohar, was mitasek in chasadim, and therefore came out Yaakov from the synthesis of chesed and gvura, which is tiferes. Yitzchak was mitasek in chesed, and therefore he was mematik his dinim. From that mituk of the din came Yaakov, which is Emes. But Esav comes from the din of Yitzchak, which is not memutzeket, which is not sweetened, and therefore it's din, which is not memutak, and that's the din of Esav, which is not a good din. V'lechein natan lo chelko misham. Yaakov gave his portion of gvura to Esav because he's b'chinas gvura. V'ramez lo Esav, and Esav hinted to him, Achi, yesh li rav, I have much. Ratzaloma, im ertzel katregel Yisrael, if I want to, if I want to prosecute Yisrael, as yesh olamot hemli, as I have yesh olamot, I have already shai olamot, I have in all the worlds of schar, I have something to prevent chas v'shalom, sonem of the Jewish people from reaching their schar. There's a pgam in all those worlds that I have to mekatrik chas v'shalom on sonem shel Yisrael. V'yene otiyot mincha. The letters mincha hamorim ala gvurot v'hadinim, which teach us gvura and din, right? I.e. the dinim in the world. Yachzeru latid, they will turn in the future liot otiyot nachama, the same letters. They will change the order and become anachama. They will be the same worlds of din, will be the worlds that comfort us. There will be a mituk of the din, and they will therefore be comforted. Right? That's why. Right, the time of din, the time of destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, which is Tichu B'Av, which is the time of din. Right, that's the time of dinim. That's why there's no, we don't put on tefillin. It's a time of din, time of Avelis. That is going to be the Chag Batid Lavo. That's going to be the Chag. That's going to be the time that we're chogeg the building of the Beis Hamikdash. So that time of din, also at the end of Tichu B'Av, becomes what? Nachama, because we say Nacham, Nachamu, Nachamu, right? Mincha, from Mincha becomes the time of Nachama. The same time is at Mincha. Mincha is a place where the din gets memuteket, gets changed into Mincha to Nachama. Last week's parasha, what was the Haftarah? The Haftarah was Eliyahu Anavi. Eliyahu Anavi, when it was answered, Mincha. What did Eliyahu Anavi do? He said, brought the Baal there, the Avodah Zarah, right? And he said, serve Baal. So they cut themselves, they did whatever they did, and nothing happened. And he poured water on his Mizbeach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esh Min HaShamayim, came down. The Avodah Zarah, the dinim in the world, was nefach, the rachamim, to kesh with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mincha is a time from the Pope, the potential for disconnection, i.e. din, to become a time of connection. i.e. that's called mituk hadin. Din is always disconnect. And mituk hadin is that same din becomes the connection. For example, if something bad, explain what it means. Something bad happens to a person. Something bad happens to you. Who did it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's two ways. That bad happening to you can make you further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's din. Or you can see through that bad a good. And because of that bad happening, you change your ways and come closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's called mituk hadin. You understand? Doing an avera is din. It's a bad thing. If you do tshuva, there's a mituk of that din. Now there's less levels of tshuva. There's tshuva that you knock out the avera, and there's tshuva that avera becomes a mitzvah. That's tshuva me'ava. That's a complete mituk of the din. You understand? If a person gets din and he's not mematik that din, then it could be a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving him a higher level of din. If he's not mamatic that din, eventually, chas v'shalom, it can come to a stage where Kodesh Baruch Hu will remove that person from the world. And that will, the removal of Ra from the world is the mituk of a din. Removal of Ra is mituk of din. So if the person changes his Ra by the din that happens to him, fine, then he's mamatic the din. But if he continues not to do it, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu eventually will remove him from the world, and he will be the Ra that's removed, and that ultimately the mituk of the din. Understanding Gemara is not unrelated to understanding life. Because if the Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking to you, he's talking to you in his Ratzon. Kudshe Barichu Varaisa Chadhu. That's the Zohar. Kodesh Baruch Hu and his Ratzon, the Torah is one. So if you understand the Torah, you understand his Ratzon. The same process in understanding his Ratzon is the same process in understanding the Torah. So when he's speaking to you in his Ratzon in the world, and you know how to understand that Ratzon, because you train in learning you're trained in thinking, you're trained in working out his rotzen, that's training you to understand life. That's why learning Torah is so important to a Yid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ramchal brings this down in Derech Hashem, the end says, Halavai, by Rishayim he says, Halavai oti azvu, they leave me, the Torati al ta'azavu, and they don't leave my Torah. Why? Or Shabbat. The light in the Torah, Machzira Nambuta, will bring them back to the goodness. That's the Ramchal says that. Va'ad kan divrei Rabbeinu Shalom. These are the words of the Arizal. Okay. There. Ayin Sham. Vine, Yadua, it's known. Ki Yaakov Avinu alav shalom. Yaakov Avinu. Nikra Kol, he's called Kol. Hakol, Besod, Hakol, Kol, Yaakov. Kol represents something pnimi, something inner. Yaakov represents the Kol of Torah and the Kol of Tefillah, right? Torah is Rachmana, Tefillah is Rachmana. Rachamim is the Midah Emtzai, is the middle Midah, that's the Midah of Yaakov. The two Kols, Hakol, Kol, Yaakov, is the Kol of Torah and the Kol of Tefillah. The two things go together. Vehu sod ot vav. That's the sod of ot vav. B'shem havaya. I have yud ke, vav ke, ot vav. B'shem havaya is the midah and soy, the midah of tiferes, right? It's first yud is chochma, he is bina, vav is tiferet, he is malchus. So the middle vav is the vav of Yaakov Avinu, tiferes. Hanikra kol, which is called kol. Right, because this kol represents tefillah or Torah, right, which is the midah emtzayis, which is rachmana. Torah is called rachmana, tefillah is called rachamim, which is the same midah, the midah emtzayis. Va'anachnu tzuchim lematek elu. We have to sweeten those kuf gimel olamot, these 103 worlds of gvura, of din, Haramuzim ba'otiyot mincha, which is hinted in mincha. And that's what we're going to do in mincha. Mincha is the process of taking the din and mimamatik it. That's what mincha is. And that's what the mincha we did to Esav. We were matik. When Yaakov Avinu gave across the mincha to Esav, he intended to be mematik his dinim. Sha'az yishlot Yaakov Avinu. And then will be sholet Yaakov Avinu. Because when the din is memutak, it becomes rachamim, alav shalom. Gam bekuf gimel olamot elu, in these 103 worlds, shem mincha, that it's gematria mincha, velo yesh shlita, there won't be dominion, vachiza, and connection, le Esav behem. Esav will have no connection with this mincha. Right? With these kuf gimel olamot. I.e., Esav having achiza means the din isn't memutak. That means the din is din gomu. It's not din which is sweetened. There's no kesha. It's a din which disconnects, not a din that connects. You with me? Vezesh ama v'yitzav Moshe v'yaviru kol. Moshe commanded, and he put out a kol in the machane. Right? Shehu bechinet Yaakov. This kol is bechinet Yaakov. B'machane, in the machane gamken. It's also going to be in the machane, which is gematria mincha, right? Shehu kuf gimel olamot gamken, because mincha and machane are the same letters, it's the same gematria, which is 103. So the call of Yaakov is going to be in these kuf gimel worlds, i.e., there's going to be a mituk of these dinim. That means mincha, right? The call of Yaakov is going to be heard, and there's mincha is the process. Because that's the time of these kuf gimel olamot, is the process of being mematic these dinim. That's what mincha is. Sha'az al yedei ken, through this leimo. Through this mituk, Moshe said, chalek hateva lishtaim, divide this word into two, v'kriba lo ma, not bitter. Rotza lo ma, comes to say, lo ye od mirirut ba'olam. There won't be dinim kashim in the world. There won't be strict din in the world. There'll be a mituk of these din. Ki hamarirut, the bitterness, the tsar, the pain that comes to the world, ba mitigboret hadinim, in the being strengthening of the dinim. Vahagvurot hakashim, and the dinim, which the difficult dinim in the world, which comes Right? The morning is the time of chesed, b'boker chasdecha, v'emunatecha b'leilot. So as the day goes towards the night, right? That's the time of mincha, the afternoon, when the sun sets, the day goes towards the night. That's the time of din coming into the world. So when the dinim come into the world, we need something to be mematik the din, and that's the mincha, right? That's the mincha that Yaakov gave to Esav to mematik those dinim of Esav, right? Tfilas mincha is connected Yitzhak. Yitzhak is the one who's mematik the din. Yitzhak is. And then you get a Yaakov. The mituk of din of Yitzhak, your mematik din with din. The mituk of din with Yitzhak, that's what brought a Yaakov into the world. That's what I said before. That's what Zohar says. So, the call of Yaakov is expressed when, right, there's a mituk of the dinim of Yitzhak. The kuf gimel dinim, which is represented in Yitzhak, when that has a mituk, which is a sad of Esav, when that has a mituk, then Yaakov is mitgale, is revealed. When Yaakov is giving the mincha to Esav, he's revealing Yaakov. I.e., Yaakov represents when the dinim memutakim. So he represents that concept. Since he represents that concept, and the whole vote of Yaakov, when Yaakov got his name as Yaakov, when he was holding the heel of Esav, Ekev Esav, right? Right, as he got the heel. Yaakov's tachlis in life, klape Esav, not his whole tachlis, but klape Esav, is to prevent from Esav doing ra in the world. I prevent from ra being expressed. That's the mituk of the dinim of Esav. Since Yaakov represents that gilui of Yitzhak, the mituk of the dinim of Yitzhak, which is the gilui of Yaakov, so he has the koach to do that with Esav. Or yuvan b'siyata d'shmaya, or be explained b'siyata d'shmaya, the yadua, b'tfilat ha-mincha, davening at mincha, right? Lo yesh kriyat shma, there's no kriyat shma. Shacharis, we have kriyat shma. Avis, we have kriyat shma. Mincha, no kriyat shma. Afal pi sheyesh bazivuk, even though the same things that happen in Shacharis and Maariv happens at kriyat shma, it's called zivuk. Zivuk means, I'll explain, zivuk means that the partsufim, the higher worlds, connect the male and female part, and they bring from that connection Shefa down into the world. And that Zivul can only happen if there's what's called Mesiris Nefesh. That Mesiris Nefesh is done in Kriyat Shema. We don't have Kriyat Shema Mincha, so how? So the Shaila of Ben Yishai is, how can there be a Zivul? The Ha Yeshba and the Filat Apayim. We see the Zivul because where's the Zivul occur? The Zivul occurs in Tachanun, right? So since the zivug occurs in Tachnun, the hashpa that comes down to our world comes down in the Nefilas Apayim, v'hatam. So what's the reason you don't have Kriyat Shema? How does it work? V'hatam. Ki harashimo hanisham Kriyat Shema the Shacharis. The remnants of Kriyat Shema of Shacharis, that helps, shu mulem od. It's very, very high Mesiris Nefesh, a very, very high expression, so it remains even after the zivug of Shacharis, even after the Shefa, the influence comes into our world from Shacharis. The concept of Kriyat Shema of Shacharis is so big that it even helps and remains till Mincha. Yaspik, it's sufficient that Tfilas Mincha. The Kumoshe Katav Rabbeinu Arizal, like the Arizal explains, the Kniska the Sefer Kavanot, as is mentioned in Sefer Kavanot. The Zesh Ama, the Yitzav Moshe. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. Moshe commanded, Ve'yaviru kol b'machane, and he passes this call of Yaakov in the Machane. Kol remez, l'sod Kriyat Shema. Kol is the call of Kriyat Shema, the voice of Kriyat Shema, right? Kabbalas malchut shamayim, the receiving of the minion of heaven. Shepasuk rishon, hu yichud hatiferes. The first Pasuk is a recognition of the oneness of this concept of Tiferes, of beauty. Beauty means when there's a synthesis of the upper worlds with the lower worlds. Whenever there is a synthesis of contradiction, there is beauty. So the yichud of Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad, when the yichud of the higher worlds, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Olam Ve'ed, and the lower worlds, that's an expression of Tiferes, of beauty. Hanikra Kol. And this is the call of Kriyat Shema. B'machane, in the machane, which is otiyot mincha. The word mincha, rotzalama, comes to teach us, lahavir, we're transferring this call, this kriyishma of shachris, ha'ara, an influence of this, or a light, of this shach shel kriyishma, of kriyishma of shachris, shu harashimo, it's just an imprint, hanish'ar mishachris, it remains from shachris, of the kriyishma, we ma'avir this call of kriyishma, b'mincha, to mincha, ay b'machane, which means mincha, to these, this time of sitra de dinim, the time of these kuf gimel 103 dinim, worlds of din, and to be matik these din, ulaze ama, right? And we're matik these din with the zivug that comes down of on mincha, the influence, the goodness that comes on mincha to be matik these dinim, ulaze ama leimo, saying, Ish ve'isha, a man and a woman. Al yasu od melocha. Don't do more melocha l'trumat hakodesh. Don't do more melocha to bring the offering of the mishkan, of the kodesh, the holiness for the mishkan, i.e. the things we bring to build the mishkan, because it was dayam, it was sufficient what they brought. Techalek hateva l'shtayim. Divide this word to two. V'kriba male ko. So malocha is divided into two words, male ko, right? Ki pasuk rishon de Shema Yisrael, the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, hu kaf he otiyot. It has 25 letters. V'korin lo b'zohar kodesh, and we read in the Zohar Kodesh, kaf he atvan. 25 letters, the Yehuda. These are the 25 letters of Yehud, of oneness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael, Shem Elkeinu, Shem Echad, which represents that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is one in all the dimensions of space and time. Va'ot yodhem keilim, and the letters of these 25 letters in the Kriyishma, they are the vessels, she'maleko, she'memalim otam, we fill them. These 25 letters, ha'orot, the lights, the spiritual lights, shetzrichim lamshich, that we need to draw on b'chol eid ve'eid each time, i.e. at shachris, at mincha, which is a hemshech of shachris, the kriyishma of shachris, and mar, which has its own kriyishma. Ulezer ama maleko, we fill these 25 letters with the hashpa of kriyishma, right? But the hashpa that comes from kriyishma fills these 25 letters and is a nimshach to mincha. That of shachar is a nimshach to mincha. Bishul tzorech, bishul the need of trumas hakodesh, to the tithes for the mishkan. He tfilas mincha. This is tfilas mincha. The tzorech trumas hakodesh to be meirim to the kodesh, to kedusha. Ukara, and we call this trumas hakodesh, we call this bringing of these kaf hey otiyot of kriyishma, which have the shefa, this higher level of orot, which come into them on shacharis, right? Then we mamshich them to mincha. This is truma takodesh. This is a truma, a tithe to mincha. Ki b'mincha ole hamalchut, on mincha the malchus, the shechina, the divine presence, goes up. Shiukuma, goes up a measure, ad chokhmah, until the level of sfirat ha-chokhmah, ubina, i.e. what's called abba ve'ima, chokhmah and bina, that's the malchus goes up to that high state, hanikret kodesh, because chokhmah and bina, chokhmah ibika is called kodesh, right? The kodesh, right, is chokhmah, and the kodesh kodashim is the keter. Kodesh represents, right, the bechor is kodesh, the firstborn is reshit, Reishit Chochma Yiras Hashem. The Reishis of Chochma is Yiras Hashem. I.e. Chochma is called Reishis, and the Bechor is called Reishis. Right? Bechor, right, is Kodesh. The Bechor is Kodesh. He's the firstborn. Is holy. Kodesh is associated with Reishis, and Reishis is associated with Reishis is Chochma. The beginning of Gilui is Chochma, which is Kodesh. I.e. the first connection of the spiritual to the physical, which is that concept of Kodesh, is in Chochma. Vayodeh sod hashevach shel hefresh tfilat ha-mincha, and someone who knows the shevach, the praise of the difference of Tfilas HaMincha, asher ba'avu zeh, because of Tfilas HaMincha, amru rabotenu zal in brachas davav, mudbeis, le'olam, really, yehe adam zahir b'tfilas HaMincha, person has to be careful with Tfilas HaMincha, share Eliyahu Hanavi, lo ne'ne, was only answered, ela, b'tfilas HaMincha, right? V'yavin haremiz, shiramzanu, so that they hinted us at Tfilas HaMincha, Betrumas HaKodesh, Kloma, Titromem, lift yourself up, V'ta'ale, and go up. I, Knesset Yisrael, the Shekhinah, goes up on Mincha, at Chochma Ubina, till Chochma Ubina, Hanikrit Kodesh. I.e., Trumat HaKodesh means Knesset Yisrael, the Shekhinah goes up to Kodesh, to the place of Chochma Ubina. And when Knesset Yisrael goes up to such a high place, right, only it happens through Kriyat Shema, like the Pasuk says, right? Then it says, the Pasuk says, Lemo, Ish v'isha al yasu od malachar trumas HaKodesh. You don't need a Kriyat Shema in Mincha. Mm. Why? Because at Mincha al yasu, you don't need further to fill those Kaf Hei Atvan of Yehuda, those 25 letters of Yehuda Shem, because they were already filled at Shachris. And at Shachris they were filled, and then Nimshach to Mincha, they're brought on Mincha, for what? Because they're brought on Mincha, because then the Malchus, the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, has a Truma, has a raise from Loshon Romamut to Midas HaKodesh, the Midah of Kodesh, which is Chochmah, and then when it gets to that level of Kodesh, right, through the Kriyat Shema of Shachris, it brings on a zivug on a very high level, and that zivug, that connection, and that shefa, that awe that comes down on Mincha, is mematik the dinim, sweetens the dinim, right, of the kuf gimel orot, of the 103 orot of din, yes, and therefore there's a mituk of the dinim of Mincha, and that's why Eliyahu HaNavi picked Mincha for the time of being Mematik, the Avodah Zarah, right? The Ra of Avodah Zarah, the Din that brings the world of Avodah Zarah, i.e. the Sitra Achra, which is represented in Avodah Zarah, right? And the Mituk of the Ra in the world, the Din in the world, is changed to Avodah Hashem. That's changed to Trumas HaKodesh. That's changed it. We go from Chas V'Shalom Baal to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. That the recognition of the Ra in the world that Avodah Zarah represents brings us to a higher recognition of the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the only thing in the world is Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad, and that's what Klal Yisrael got on Mincha. What they get, Eliyahu HaNavi came to them saying, Ad matai tem poseach, you're standing on two things, or Baal or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they got to that concept of Nituk from the Ra, separation from the Ra, which is Mituk Adinim, and that brought them to realization of Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad. Kodesh Baruch Hu is one, and His name is one. And that's the Tachlis of Eliyahu. Therefore, Eliyahu is the Mevaseh. Eliyahu Anavi, right, is the one who brings us El Yud Kei Vav. Eliyahu is the one who brings us to the recognition of when the Yud Kei in the world is connected to the Vav, when the Chochma and the Bina of the world is connected to the Midah of Yaakov of Tiferet, and that's done at Mincha. And that's why Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be the one who's Mevaseh the Geula Atida, when in the Geula Atida, which is Yimot HaMashiach, Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad, that all the Avodah Zarah in the world, all the Ani in the world, is going to be transferred to Ayin, connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You understand? That's why he's the Mevaseh of that Tkufa, of that period. There's two ways a person can get to a recognition of the higher level of self. The higher level of self is Chochma and Bina. That's through doing mitzvahs, or that's through doing tshuva. I.e., when the Ra in the world, when bad happens to a person, and he recognizes that bad, and that bad brings him to a higher level of concept, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so it's doing the same thing as the mitzvah does. Mitzvah means self to connection. So when a person does mitzvah, right, he's connected, that's not mituk adinim. When a person does mitzvah, that's a mitzvah sase, that's chesed. He's going out of self, right? He can get to a connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu by connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu, by doing things which bring that connection. Or if Ra happens to a person, bad happens to a person, then there's a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu by introspection and understanding why that is happening, and for that Ra to bring him to a deepening of his relationship or a changing of his ways, which will also connect him to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the concept of Mincha. That's the concept of Yitzchak. That's what means Mituk HaDinim. That's what Yitzchak represents. That's why good din is not Esav. Good din is Yitzchak. Yitzchak is this concept of Mituk Dinim, that taking the Ra in the world and bringing it to its tachlis, to the good. Right? Recognizing that this rise to bring me closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu.